It's week 14 of Hanging Out in Hoobers. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button right there and click the bell if you want notifications, and hit that like button for me if you would. Let's get to reading. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment, they will be changed, but you remain the same. And your years will never end."
It's rained all week.
And I'm super appreciative of you being here.
The sun finally shines.
Maranatha.
It's too hot, I say. Teach me to be still, but I don't want to sit. Let me be a candle for you. Just leave the flame unlit. Pick me up, no, set me down. I'm ready for more, that's too much now. Help me out, I'll do it by myself. Give me your word, but I'll put it on the shelf. I need more time. Oh, look, a lazy day. Lord, forgive my ungrateful ways.